so remember when I ran the car down to like 20 miles left?
Like 2 days
ago?
And
it's just like dash, dash, dash.
Yes, I do.
I took a Snapchat of you, and I said, what, Dad's pissed. I ran the car out of gas again.
And it was you filling up the...
Yeah.
I thought I saw you holding your phone up against the window weirdly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
It was real
without
funny.
My permission.
I couldn't stop laughing about it.
Mm-hmm. I let you be in all your glory.
Awesome.
And I'm pretty sure this happened another time too.
You think she would have learned?
No.
Here we go.
Yeah, there was a snowstorm here, and people were freaking out like it was Malibu, California. And it was ridiculous.
I just stay home. In the snowstorm, I just stay home. Stay home.
Why? Why are people freaking out? You live where it snows. 4-5 months out of the year, it snows.
Again, that's why.
At least we have toilet paper again. We don't have to conserve sheets.
Reuse it?
Mm-hmm. Ew. No. No. What did they use back in the old-timey days for toilet paper? Did you ever think about that?
I have. Or
did they just
their
have
periods? What did they use? But sorry, we'll get back to that. But during the time when there was no toilet paper, did you guys use the flushable wipes? And have you ever used the flushable wipes?
Yeah, and
are they really flushable?
I've heard no, and I've heard a lot of people have had to pay a lot of money to get their sewer redone because it clogged them up. I do not think that they're flushable.
Well, I tried them, and very shortly afterwards, I got an email from Kimberly Clark that said there was a recall on them that they're...
What?
This just recently happened.
Why?
There was some sort of bacteria. I don't know. So I can't bring myself to try them again.
Were you like tracking like your poop that week and you got the fungalitis or the, I don't know, hepatitis?
I don't know. So back to the periods and poops in the old time days.
I don't know what they would use. Did they have like a designated, like you would poop and then you would wipe and then you would like have to wash it out?
Probably, because didn't they have like on was it Game of Thrones when they had not a chambermaid, but they had like a, what was it? What the frick was it, Brian? You know that they were like designated to clean their toilet or like be in their, it wasn't called a toilet back then.
You think of Flintstones with the
No, wasn't it in Game of Thrones?
A chambermaid?
A chamber pot.
Yes, their pot.
Yeah.
Oh, they called them blood brothers because they caught the period blood as it came out.
No, they didn't. What? No, they didn't.
Did you know they used to share condoms? Like, they would reuse condoms.
Who?
In the old days, because they would take sheep intestines. No, this is true. And they would, like, share a condom. And it's like, hey, yeah, here's the condom that worked for my dad, and I still got it. And,
yeah. So they had condoms back in medieval times?
I mean, they just took sheep intestines, tied me in.
Oh!
If they had one that worked, they just...
I also feel like that's called bestiality.
I mean, they didn't do the sheep.
Well, pretty much they are.
I mean, you're supposed to make sausage out of them, not put your sausage in people's them. Gross.
And what was the purpose, Brian?
To catch the sea.
It was?
What else would it be?
STDs.
Yeah.
I don't think they knew about diseases back like 1,000 years ago.
I mean, they don't want to catch the semen, they want to catch the sperm. They're two different things.
Just pull out like they do in Bridgerton.
Yeah. I don't think that you should ever bank on that pull out and pray method.
Mm-hmm. Can they do that in Bridgerton? That is pretty raunchy.
Mm-hmm.
To describe it?
On Bridgerton, he said that he never wanted to be a father, so that's what he would do. But he... Anyway.
Spoilers.
I mean, yeah, you can say spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. But here, Brian, though, is the thing. She's so naive, she didn't know how babies were made. So when he's pulling out, she had no idea why or what was really actually happening.
I mean, like, did he say the word pull out?
No.
No!
How do you know what he's doing?
You could tell.
You could see him pull out. And...
Oh, God. Okay.
I mean, like, just the action, not the...
You were making it sound like it was a PG show.
It pretty much is.
You just...
How would you describe when you saw him pulling... How did you know he was pulling out?
You'd watch a guy masturbate.
You would see him get really close, and then he would, like...
Yeah.
And then distribute his load.
But you didn't actually see that part.
Mm-mm. No. No. He does teach her how to... satisfy herself. That's probably the only part Jenny liked. Anyway, I started my week by going back to school. Feel always like the oldest person there because I probably am. Then I had my Miracle Tuesday.
But you got your hair done.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Good. I tried a new lady, but at the beginning it was bad.
I can't tell because it's back, but...
Mm-hmm. She's just going to do all one color for a while.
Why was it bad at the beginning?
Tuesday?
I thought you meant at the beginning of the hair appointment.
No. I enjoyed my hair appointment very much. Tuesday, I took the kids to the dentist. Did good, really good at the beginning. And then the six-year-old Ben, he decided to have... the meltdown of his lifetime, and the other one, the five-year-old, was really good and did what he was supposed to, and then he became a wet noodle and I had to carry him out to the car, and it was a great time.
And one of them smacked you in the face.
Yeah. I got roughed up by a six-year-old, so we are on different terms this week. Then I got the dog's shots.
Oh.
And checkup, 64 pounds. They want him around 60, so we have to cut his food back by 25%.
Seriously?
Yeah.
How do you measure out 25%, first of all?
Well, you look on the back of the bag, you see, and then you take 25% from that. Let me count out the kibbles.
Brian, what's 25%?
Yeah. And then you get that bill. That's a little bit of a shocker.
Did you actually go in?
No, you can't go in.
Yeah, that's... Do you go to Edgewood?
Mm-hmm.
Gino, when he had his... checkup like in December, I was all worried, number one, because he gets so anxious about going in that I couldn't go in with him. And then how do you pay your bill? Because you don't go in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the tech that comes out. So I'm like, do they have like a little Apple Pay thing that they bring out to you or what? But they sent me a text and I could click on a link.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
And
I kind of enjoyed not going in.
Yeah. I don't know why like human healthcare can't have that text pay.
Yeah. I think a lot more people would pay.
I told Dustin about it.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
If the vets can get it together, why can't other places fall in line?
Yeah. It was slick. It was so slick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They interviewed you on the phone and then they took you back. I took the dog and then I got a really good Snapchat of a lady getting crotch. Her crotch getting stepped on by her dog video, and she she was not happy.
And I also enjoyed not having to... Gino always shits on the floor in there because he's nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed not having to deal with that either.
Mm-hmm.
And apologize for that.
Do you think it happened?
I'm sure it happens every time.
Mm. Then I went out with some friends because I didn't want to come home.
I wanted... Was it Amy?
Yeah, Amy and Rhonda.
How are they?
They're really good. Amy, you know, got married this year, and Rhonda is still living in sin. Happy as ever.
They are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything's
good.
Kids
are good.
Yeah.
Work's good.
Yeah.
What? Who's Amy working for now?
She's, like, doing research.
Okay, I think I knew that.
Yeah, but I don't...
Wait, no, I thought that's... Who was that... pulmonary hypertension doc that she did work for?
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah,
but I think she's still collecting the research. Yeah, so fun to go out with them. And then I went to Walmart because it wasn't quite 8 o'clock yet.
What did you do?
Which one?
North Side.
Oh, okay.
And Yeah.
Did you hear at Southside Walmart there was a
brawl?
Yeah.
And the mom and the son got arrested. Yeah. But the mom got bail and the son didn't.
So. I didn't hear that.
She's like, you're staying in jail.
I didn't hear that part, but that's why you don't go to the Southside Walmart.
Mm-hmm. That was, so then we came together tonight to have dinner. Oh. Justin Bieber movie. No, Timberlake coming yes. out on Friday. That's exciting.
Yes. I hear that it's very emotional.
I don't want to cry.
It's not maybe a hottie like alpha dog, Justin Timberlake, all tatted up. All
right.
Even though he does just get out of prison.
What was he in prison for? Did they tell you?
I don't
know. Yet.
But.
So we can talk about how your week started.
Real uneventful.
I don't know about that. I heard you traveled and took somebody down.
That was last week.
Oh, well, then.
I took down a physician last week. this week, I'll tell you, last night, I was talking to Olivia. I was just starting to tell you the story. I was talking to Olivia, and I was like, hang on. I had to take a drink of something. I was like, just a sec. I had to take my lorazepam, so I couldn't answer you right away. Mm-hmm. Take that down real quick. I was like, I had to take it earlier than normal. Because I'm super anxious. I feel like I'm going to throw up. Jayon's downstairs putting together her wardrobe. Mm-hmm. And so Olivia's like, oh, God. And I was like, and then you texted me that said Alex had like 104 fever or whatever. So I was super anxious. And I said, I was like in Mulan when Jayon yells my name. I just wait for her to yell my name when she needs something. And so I was like Mulan. I was like, coming. And in my head, I'm thinking, fuck my life.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody fucking save me or help me.
Is it done?
Semi-done. It's in.
Does it look okay?
Yes.
It just doesn't seem like a big enough room.
It actually does look good.
Okay.
When she needs doors to put on it, but it actually does look good.
Did she order doors?
Not yet, no. Because IKEA is out of them. So we have to wait for IKEA to get them again.
Do we have to go to IKEA?
I sure hope not. So there was a debacle. I heard all of this banging and crashing and her saying, mother lover. And like, and before I had left her, I left her with, she put the wardrobe together in the living room downstairs and then went to move it into her bedroom, but couldn't stand it upright because it was hitting the ceiling. She couldn't stand it upright. Mm-hmm. So I was like, fuck, it's too tall. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So I go upstairs and I hear banging, crashing, and her scream, mother lover. So I ignore it until she yells my name. And Olivia was like, okay, boss hog. When I said, I was like, coming.
Did you expect to go down there and like see her underneath this wardrobe?
No, I expected to go down there and find a huge hole in my brand new ceiling. She had taken it apart and put it back together in her bedroom, and it was fine. The banging was putting the bat, like the back on it, you know, when you nail like the backing, and they're kind of flimsy, but it was real long, so it kept making this like, sounded like, you know, the tin metal, like the thunder. Mm-hmm. That's what it sounded like. And we'll wait for those to come in.
Is your handyman still coming over to help out?
Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's another problem I have is finding blinds that match, and you know, my obsessions and issues with, I have something in my mind that I want and now I can't find it, and now
Well, what kind of blinds do you want?
Just regular like wood blinds, but I want them to match the trim, and right now all that's out in like the regular stores is like espresso or white or mahogany or walnut, and the trim is like it's none of those. None of those. So I ordered some samples of blinds online. So then Mark can finish.
Like turned upside down?
Like the water
on
her.
Yeah. Yes.
And turned up the pressure.
Did you want to go?
And then like
did you look up? Did you look up new shower heads?
I used to have one. I I did call Amy and ask her if you can have a regular shower head and a detachable one.
You sure can.
She said you can.
Maybe you can have good water pressure that way.
In my life, that's it. And mm-hmm. I'm going to start the next after book.
Well, you finished the first one.
Two. Oh,
I bet Half Price Books would buy them.
They might.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was saying Bridgerton is like nothing compared mm-hmm. to 365 days or after,
mm-hmm.
I know you watch the movies, and I can't remember in the movies, there is quite a bit of sex, but how much detail it goes into, but the movie, or the books,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of sex.
Mm-hmm.
And in the most recent one, After We Collided, after mm-hmm. and then After We Collided, he uses the shower head on her. Not, do you know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about? Like how?
Mm-mm. I don't think I have enough water pressure here.
Well, the one I used to have had like these different, you could turn the dial mm-hmm. and it had different like speeds and pressure and like mm-hmm. pulsating.
Yeah. I'd be afraid I'd like burn something off if it was too fast, too furious.
Do you have one?
No.
You should try it.
Hey.
Probably better than your bullet.
Delta, give us a call.
Your bullet's still broken.
Mm-hmm. No,
you got.
I got a new one.
I'm sure it's better than that.
I think I did a little. I think I got a deal with Adam and Eve.
Is that what it's called, the bullet?
I don't know. I think they've been knocked off so much that they don't even have like
a name.
Name anymore.
You got a deal through Adam and Eve.
It was like 50% off and then free shipping.
Oh,
so why not? All right, so it looks like we are at the time where we're going to talk about Selfish Cindy News of the Week.
In Selfish Cindy News of the Week, she bought a $3,000 sectional. And on Sunday, when I actually, Sunday morning when I texted her and actually needed something,
mm-hmm.
did not hear from her all day until she calls me Sunday evening. And says, did you get my text about the sectional I bought? Yeah. Did you get mine about needing to get my snowblower out of your chicken coop? I actually need something. I don't care that I'm thinking this. I don't care mm-hmm. about your stupid sectional that you just bought. And it looks like every other gray sectional that is, again, just for status
mm-hmm.
and has the stupid cup holders and the charging station, and I'm sure she didn't even sit on it. She just saw the price tag, and it was a sectional with that bells and whistles, and got it, and was real worried that I didn't respond to her.
But,
so in, yeah, Boozy Barb news.
Boozy Barb, recently adopted a dog. And she took it to the vet, and she had him check him out. He's very healthy. This dog came from an ad on Facebook, and the ad said, if someone doesn't pick up this dog in 2 hours, she was going to take it and get it put down. So someone went and picked it up, and then my mom got the dog from the person that picked it up. Then she took it to the vet to get it all checked up, get all of its shots, do all of that. And they said, she said to them, well, do you think he's around 2 or 2-ish years old? And the vet said, no, about 4 months.
What?
Yeah, so that means that this poor puppy was probably taken a little too soon from its mom.
Oh.
Isn't that sad?
That's super sad.
And the lady was just getting rid of it because it was just a puppy.
The hell?
Don't do it.
Right.
Get an old dog.
Yep. No, don't get an old dog. They're almost as bad as puppies. They get up in the middle of the night.
Middle-aged dog.
Yes. Teenager.
Yes. And so that's the story of Barb, but we, are probably done now, so see you next Tuesday. That's see you next Tuesday.
C-U-N-T.
Say yes.
Your name. Say your name.
I got a lollipop for you.
I forgot my name. No, I didn't.
Two Jens.
Two Jens. Peace out.